Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part 103 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, Living and Working in You. And this is program 205. I've actually done thousands of programs. They all have that you must have God's life living in you. And if you have, if you'd like to have a copy of this program, you can order it, and Sharon will give you four different ways that you can order the tape or the CD. Make sure that you specify what you want, the audio tape or the CD. And I want you to remember that it's postage and handling is paid, and so is the tape or the CD. We have several testimonials. Most of them are from our radio broadcast in Africa, and I don't know if other places in the world. We get a lot of responses here and there. And then we have a message. I believe we'll be reading from the book of Hebrews and possibly other places as well. Right now, I'm going to ask that the Lord guide me by His Spirit, so that I'll know at the time what it is that He wants me to do. I pre-plan some of these things, but a lot of times the Lord, in the course of the program, will change the course of it. And I just love when He does that, because I know it's the Lord, and that those of you that are out there are receiving the message that the Lord wants you to receive. And I know that the church is being strengthened because we have so many letters coming in more and more all the time telling us that people are being saved by the thousands and possibly millions. I believe it's the millions. Not just from these radio broadcasts, but from our website and from the literature that we distribute all over the world. We're sending out thousands of pieces of literature all over the world. And Bibles, and Messiah books, and tapes. So, Father, as You have given me the messages for all these, I ask that it is You, and that none of this is going to be of me today on this tape, or ever, Lord. I just want You to speak to the people in Radio Land, out in the world, and in the church, that their souls might be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, now where are the first? These are responses from the radio program. Okay, let me hear them.
The first one's from Uganda, Africa. Says, dear radio program sponsor, Evangelist Tony Alamo, with much pleasure and excitement in my heart, I am very much glad to write you this letter. I feel I should do it while dancing and jumping, because you have filled my whole life with only glad feelings from above. All the miseries I had are nowhere to be seen. I now live a life for Jesus alone. Your radio program has light, life, and is so wonderful that none can fail to understand the contents in it. Thanks indeed, and God bless you. Yours in the Lord, David from Lagali, Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. That's a real good letter. Then what?
Next letter's from Teshi, Ghana, West Africa. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, I am grateful in the Lord for your program on Radio Africa, for feeding our ministry with the Word of God. This program has challenged and encouraged me in prayer and evangelism. All this time, God has been talking to me through this program, and I have been sharing the message with my fellow believers. My prayer and my heart's desire is that God upholds this program and lets it continue to preach the raw and undiluted Word of God in holiness. I would be very much grateful if your ministry will send me some Bibles and some study materials for our ministry to help the work of God. God richly bless you all. I hope my request will be considered. Thank you. Yours in His vineyard, Reverend Bokai from Teshi, Ghana, West Africa.
Praise the Lord. We'll make sure. We probably already have sent him everything that he asked for, but make sure.
Yes, sir.
All right. And let him, all these people that were reading their responses, make sure they get a copy of this tape so that they'll probably hear it on the air anyway, but they'd probably like to have a copy of it anyway. All right, then what?
Then from Manila, Philippines, Evangelist Tony Alamo, I just wanted to take a few minutes and thank you for putting such a great effort in producing a godly and inspiring radio program. In today's world, it is so hard to raise small children with Christian values with all the trash coming over the airwaves.
Well, the reason for that is I was just talking to some of the people here about the different kingdoms of the world. And our kingdom is not of this world. It's a heavenly kingdom, and those that are of the kingdom of heaven will separate themselves from the things of this world and do exactly what the Lord requires them to do. We have to discipline ourselves to be disciplined by the Word of God, and it's not going to happen unless we make it happen. So we have to make ourselves do the things that the Lord says to do. Now, so many people that are really not of the kingdom, as I can tell that you are, they hear the Word of God, they read it, but they're the same old self every single day of their lives. I see them around me and in many churches, and there are also some in my church that they just never, the truth never seems to get to them where they will be, or it seems like they have no desire. And it doesn't only seem like it, it's shown very plainly to me that they have no desire to be subjects to the laws or to the king of the kingdom of heaven. Because those that are of the kingdom of heaven obey the king. Because it's impossible for people to be partakers of the blessings of the kingdom of heaven if they do not obey the king. And that's why the Lord commands that we obey him. He has to have dominion and power over his kingdom. And every kingdom has a territory. And the territory of the kingdom of heaven is in heaven. And there is no darkness that will enter the kingdom of heaven at all. And I'm going to be doing some messages on the subjects or the citizens of the kingdom of God. There's no way that anyone can be a partaker of the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says if we broke one commandment, if we've broken one of them, there's no way that we can enter in. Now, the Bible also clearly tells us that the world, love not the world, because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, our lust, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And so people that love the world and love the things of this world, like they're not of the Father. And if you break one commandment, then you're in darkness. And a person that doesn't love their brother and sister, and it's obvious the way that this world is attacking brothers and sisters in the world, that they're in darkness. And there's no light in them at all, but there is the Lord is light, and in him there is no darkness whatsoever. No darkness at all. So he that breaks one commandment, the darkness floods into them, and they're walking in darkness and not in the light at all. And how can they say they love the brethren or the brothers and sisters or they love the work that the Lord has given them if they're constantly sinning? Because the people in the world are looking for the manifestation of the Lord living in human beings. And if they hate one another, the brethren, if they bring false accusation, they're screaming at each other, turning in false reports. They don't report Satan when he's in the church or when the devil is attacking the church. They don't say anything about it. They don't honor those that have the rule over them. They don't pay any attention to the things they say. How does the love of God operate in them? They are in darkness, and they don't see the light. They can't see where to go. But those that abide in the light, in other words, the Word of God, which is God, they see everything that the Lord wants to do. And they not only want to get into the kingdom of heaven, but they want all the blessings that the Lord gives. He gives us, there's a commonwealth in the of the believers. In other words, there's a tremendous wealth by being in the kingdom. And all the people that are in the kingdom share of this wealth. It's like a... if you're in the palace, you can, and you're of the king, or you're a son of God, you all sit at the same table and dine. You receive all the blessings of the kingdom of heaven. Not only in when you're in heaven, but we're in heaven now by the in the spirit, but we receive the blessings here on earth. And one of the blessings is protection. God has an army. And this is called the host. The host is the actual Christian army. But we help one another. And the angels in the kingdom of heaven protect and defend the children that are of the kingdom. A lot of people say, well, why did God let this happen unto me? But they're sinners. They say they're Christians, but they're sinners, and a lot of things happen to them. But all things happen, a lot of things that are, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, because God knows, and millions of people know that I've suffered a lot of persecution for the gospel's sake. And I found out why. A lot of times I wasn't being the older Christian in the church. And the Lord, when I began being the older, I saw that the people in the church were not being older Christians to the younger ones. And I see that that is still a situation that's occurring today. And so when I so the Lord told me to be the older Christian, that's when I started doing these tapes. And ever since I've been doing these tapes, the Lord has really blessed the church a lot. Before that, yeah, we were just not being blessed. We were blessed, but not as much as we are now. It's like unbelievable how the Lord is prospering us. And so, yet there are many people that... are definitely coming against us. But if we're in the kingdom, God sends his angels to defend us. And so one of the blessings is God's defense, the host of God, the angels, the host of angels that the Lord disperses from his throne to aid us in a time of need. And God himself will not allow anything to happen just over and above what he wants us to. And a lot of times, if people are Christians and they are not doing what he says, if they're not keeping his commandments, well, then the Lord will discipline them by giving them all kinds of different ways, whatever disciplines them the most without them falling away. Like he'll give them sickness or disease. They'll need to go in for operations. And the people of the kingdom, those that pay attention to the ordinances of the king and the laws of the kingdom of heaven, those people are already healed. And so there's so many sinners that are saying, well, if God heals us by his stripes, then why am I not healed? Because you're not a child of the kingdom yet. If you want to be a child of the kingdom, and if you want to make God your king, if you want Christ to make Christ your king, well, then all the blessings of the kingdom, even prosperity to a point, because we all enjoy the entire commonwealth of the kingdom. Now, some people, God put like a Moses or an Abraham, he puts them in charge. And they, because that they are of the Lord and they dispense or disperse the things of the Lord, which is the commonwealth that the Lord gives to people. Like the Lord sends an extra 50,000 or something, and I hear of hungry people in Africa, and I know that the Lord will not bless me if I see the things that need to be done and I don't send the money to them. And so just in one day I sent out $55,000. I know that I'm not, I'm saying this because I'm trying to explain to you, not that I get any credit for it or that I'm any big deal. I'm just doing what the Lord says. And anyone has the ability to do that. It's like people that want to go on diets. I mean, you are supposed to have control over your own body. Amen?
Amen.
Ice cream, a half a gallon or a quart or a pint of ice cream doesn't just fly into your mouth. you have to be the one, you have the control to be able to put the spoon down and keep your hands out of the refrigerator. Well, you can do the same thing with the commandments of the Lord. There was many times before I was even saved that I was tempted, and yet I did not do it. There was like, you see something that is very tempting, and I turned it away. I wasn't even saved at the time. So I know with the power of God living in me, now it's even far easier to turn my back on things, sex, and things like that. It's just nauseating to me to think that what the Lord says, and then people would just disregard what he says and do what he says not to do. That people that are usurping authority, that don't report the things of the devil that are going on in the church, that see people that are in need and they don't pay any attention to them, or they don't even report it to me, they know that I'll do something about it. But this goes on and on, and I'll be bringing more messages on this sort of subject of the laws of the kingdom of heaven and what the meaning of all that is, of the kingdom of God. And so go ahead and finish this letter.
My wife and I can walk away and leave our boys listening to your station without fear of what they will hear. Again, thank you so much, and our prayers will include each of you. Salvador from Manila, Philippines.
But you're not going to hear any smut on my program. Then what else?
The next one's from OU State, Nigeria, Africa. Dear brethren, Calvary greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I am elated to pen this missive to you. Your message on Radio Africa has been a great blessing to me lately. Not only me, but all my family members. So we've been tremendously ministered to by your weekly broadcast, and we pray that God will increase your anointing. I will appreciate any Christian material you can afford for my spiritual edification. May the Lord bless you and be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yours in Christ, Matilda from OU State, Nigeria.
Praise the Lord. We'll do one more.
From Johannesburg, South Africa. Dear Evangelist, may I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I would like to thank you for your message. I was touched and inspired by them. May God bless you and your ministry. Yours in Christ, Gome from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Okay, now there's several others that we have here. We'll read them on the next broadcast, all right? Okay. And then by then, there'll be more and more coming in. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so Sharon, let's come forth and minister the word. Those that read the word or hear the word and don't do what it says, the Bible says you're like a fool. You are a fool because you're not building your house or your life upon what the Lord says, commands us to do. Okay, keep going. Now where are we at?
This is regarding worshiping together.
Now, worshiping together is a very good thing because you can see that your brothers and your sisters are crying out to God, and a faithful minister of the gospel is the frontliner, and he's receiving a lot of flack from Satan, and the people in the church also receive flack. I'm not saying that they don't, but we need to get together and, as a group, as an entire army of God, to pray that God will send down ministering angels, and that he will, and if we're faithful in all the things that the Lord commands us to do, then by his stripes we're healed. By his crucifixion and resurrection we're saved, because we have his resurrection in him. He's the resurrection, he's the life. He with his Father by the Spirit enters into us, and we're resurrected from the dead. Our dead, sinful soul, the Spirit in us is revived, and we're alive now forevermore if we continue on in the faith. Okay, and so then what?
When we're worshiping together, we're practicing to be in heaven.
Yeah, where the Lord says that if we're saved, that we're sitting with Christ in heavenly places so long as we're continuing on in the faith. I mean, the faith of the Word of God, of course, which is also the faith in Christ, because Christ is the entire Word of God. So when you say, I believe in Christ, but you don't believe in the whole Word of God, then you don't believe in Christ, because Christ is the Word of God. Okay, then what?
In heaven, where one of our occupations will be to join in praise to the Lord surrounding God's throne.
Right, so we're up there anyway in the Spirit. And so it's nice to be able to, when we have been washed in the blood of Jesus, the door between us, the middle wall partition, there's a door in it, and Christ is the door, and we can burst through that door and go before the throne of God boldly and speak to the Lord, communicate with Him. That's one of the blessings of being in the kingdom of God. We can walk to and fro in the kingdom. We are able to visit the kingdom anytime that we please. We're able to pray to God. Because if we don't ask God, we see all these evil things that are happening in this world, and you don't pray to God to put an end to it, if you don't expose it, which would bind it here on earth, then God will bind it in the kingdom of heaven. Well, then you're sinning. Now, in 1 John chapter 2, it tells us that if we sin, now the Bible plainly tells us that there are sins that are unto death and sins that are not unto death. But if we hate our brother, if we're bringing false reports on our brother, if we're, or sister, if we're not reporting things that are satanic in the church, if we're not mentioning when we see something that's broken, if you don't say it to the spiritual leader so that they'll get it fixed, if you're letting the church get dirty, or if you're walking around dirty yourself, if you're disobeying the rules, if you're flirting with people in the church that are married, or people that are unmarried and you're married, this is sin, and a sin unto death, this one, but there's sins that are not unto death. But if you can have those forgiven, but if you don't confess them, and if you don't ask the Lord to wash them away in His precious blood, then they're still on your soul, and there's no sin, not even one spot or blemish, that's going to enter the kingdom of God. And so people just make up their own rules in the church. The subjects of God's kingdom are not allowed to make up their own rules. They must abide by the King of the kingdom's laws and rules. They are not allowed to change it or pretend like they don't understand what the rules are in the church and of the person that is the ruler over them that God has stated. The Lord has many different divisions in the kingdom of heaven, and the ones that rule well here on earth will be rulers in the kingdom of heaven as well. And, you know, the Apostle Paul stated that he was disgusting to look at. But he said, and a lot of people just fell away because he didn't look like a King Saul or somebody. And, you know, some of the people, you know, God, they're going to look very ugly in hell. But just because somebody doesn't meet your approval of what you think is looks right, or doesn't look like a preacher or a teacher or evangelist or prophet, you must remember also that either did John the Baptist. John the Baptist didn't look like it. So when John the Baptist came on the scene, he was proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God. John the Baptist came preaching the kingdom of God. And in the Old Testament, Abraham was preaching the kingdom of God, that all nations would be blessed by the seed. Moses preached that. Everyone was preaching the kingdom of God, and that you must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Okay, and these are different messages, and so, but go ahead and read some more here.
The Apostle Paul in Hebrews looked at things the way the Holy Spirit gave them to him.
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to twist everything and pay no attention, no regard to what the Lord says, because if you don't pay regard to the King, that you're not of his kingdom. You're of Satan's kingdom, according to the word of God. Now, you may make up your mind. You have your own mind, your carnal mind. And you could say, like I've told a bunch of people, don't go outside of this perimeter. Because there's all kinds of people that are looking to do things to you. And just don't go outside this perimeter. And so I says, every day, you know, I'll clear a particular area. But they went traipsing outside of the area. And that was against the rules, because the people that are the leaders of God here on earth are the ones that are to protect the children of God. But if the children of God pay no attention to what the leader says, then they're not of God's kingdom either. Because that's what the angels do. And the Lord says that the messengers of the Lord are angels also, the ones that he appoints to guide, to shepherd people into the kingdom of heaven. And so if they don't listen to them, then God's not going to send down his holy angels, the angels, his host, the army of God, the Christian army of God, or the kingdom of heaven, because God didn't come into the world to preach even the word Christianity. He came to preach the kingdom of heaven. And you must abide by the rules of the kingdom heaven here on earth in order to be able to continue on in the kingdom of heaven when you die. So you have to be in the kingdom of heaven when you die, or else you will not be raised from the dead. Okay, then what?
What we do when we gather in this present day with the people of the Lord to worship him is nothing short of entering the heavenly presence of God. Quote, "You have come," the Lord declared, "to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly host, the heavenly Jerusalem," Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
See, we're talking about the angels. If you, you know, you must keep your head covered. A lot of these lesbians today, or they cut their hair or shave it so they can look like men. But because the angels, if you want the protection from the angels, if you want the defense, the army, the hosts of God, then even to that detail you must keep the commandments of the Lord. All right? Now, a lot of people grow their hair and they do every other kind of sin. They lie all day long. They lie, they don't tell the truth, they bring false accusations, they make statements that are not true, they steal, they lie, just every kind of sin there is, they commit those sins every day, and they have to stop. They have to repent. Okay, then what?
So even today, we're celebrating with the angelic host, with God's firstborn children, with the spirits of the redeemed who are in heaven. So in fact, we worship in the presence of God himself.
The God and the angels. I mean, if you're really subjects, citizens of the kingdom of heaven, then what?
He's the actual judge of everything and everyone, and will be there before Jesus, who has mediated our renewed covenant with God. 12, verse 23 through 24.
It's a new covenant. The old covenant they broke, and now we have a new covenant, which is a better one, because the Lord is superior to Moses. The Lord is superior to Abraham. The Lord is superior to Jonah and everybody in the Bible, and so now he lives within us, where it wasn't so in the Old Testament. David sinned because God wasn't living in him. Jesus wasn't living in him. Jesus had not yet resurrected from the dead to be able to send his spirit with the Father in him, and so even so, David never committed sin again for the rest of his life. And he saw everything that he had taken away from him. So if you want the blessings of the kingdom of heaven, you must abide by the laws of the kingdom of heaven, especially when the Spirit of God is in you. The Spirit of Christ with his Father by the Spirit is in you. Then you're able to do that and do it very easily. But some people are so carnal that they can't even keep the least of the commandments. And if you've broken one, you've broken them all. And if you die with the sin on your soul, there's not one spot, blemish, or anything that is sin in the kingdom of God. So people have to take the scriptures, the word, God, serious for your own good. not for my good, but because I'm getting the same credit by preaching, teaching, and so on to you, whether you receive it or whether you deny it. Okay, then what?
Chapter 12, verse 23 and 24. To the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the Judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to
right. See, right there it says that the spirits of just men made perfect by the blood of Jesus, and because they abide in the Scriptures, abide in the Spirit. Okay, so when you hear somebody saying, some one of these preachers, false teachers and preachers saying that no one is perfect, they're liars, because if I'm walking in the Spirit of the Lord, I'm perfect according to God. Now, you either have to believe God or this jerk, this guy that calls himself a preacher, a teacher, an evangelist, a pastor, a bishop. They're nothings. Even the Apostle Paul said, I'm nothing. The only the good that I've ever done was Christ in me that did it. All right? So don't be listening to these people. You must read the Word so that you can confirm, yea or nay, whether I'm telling you the truth or not of the Word. So read the Word. I invite you to do it. The Vatican tells you don't, because they don't want to be exposed. All right, then what else?
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Okay, so he's our mediator. He's a priest, but he came preaching the kingdom of God. And what?
So this is something so powerful and wonderful that we don't dare to be casual about our worship life. That's the people of God.
See, if you're not praying always, then you're sinning. You have to confess it. Some people I know never pray, and they never read. And when you tell them that, they just look at you with this look. Like, so what? The so what type look? Well, I'm preaching to you just like Ezekiel preached to the people back then that were like you. And you're going to die and go to hell. But I'm still getting the same credit whether I led you to the Lord or not. Because the Lord knows that I'm preaching to you. I'm teaching you. All right? And if you want to lie that you didn't know certain things, that's another sin on your soul. Of the many ones for not keeping the commandments. Then what?
There is no more preparation for something yet to come. It is the real thing.
Right. We don't have to prepare animal sacrifices or anything, because the real thing, Christ, the true sacrifice, has come. Now all we now what it is we live by faith. Faith in that which the Lord has done, and faith in that he says that we must allow him to live out his life in us, and that we are his temple. We're the temple of God. And therefore, we are to allow him, and him alone, with the Father by the Spirit, to live in us and dispense his word, the Spirit, as he anoints us to do so. Okay, then what?
The worship of heaven, that which is in heaven, does not have to await our passage from this mortal world or this mortal existence.
No, we don't have to die to fellowship with those in heaven, with the Lord and with the Lord and the Lord God, because we know that angels are around and about the throne, and we're sitting right there on the throne with him. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
If that doesn't cause people to rejoice, and if people just still want to live their own life, that's up to you. Okay, after I preach the word, you want to do that, I can't do anything about you. That's on you. So you're guilty. Then what else?
It is ours right now to experience today, and that is to the greater glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, chapter 1 explains to us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Verse 1. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets.
Yeah, many times, many ways. Well, how did he speak many times, many ways? Well, there's like all these books, the prophets. He spoke to us with Moses, Joshua, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Isaiah. These are all different ways, diverse ways that the Lord spoke to us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 2. But now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance.
Yeah, now everybody ignored the prophets, and they can see that the prophecies all came true. And then when the Son came, which was God in the flesh, they don't pay any attention to him. So you will be without any excuse when you stand before the judgment throne of God on that day. I pray, you know, that you receive it. But on the other hand, if you want to attack me and you want to say all kinds of evil things about me for preaching the truth to you, and you're too lazy to pick up the Bible to see if I'm telling you the truth, and when you hear the truth and you don't do it, then you're like a fool according to the scriptures. He that builds, hears the word of God and doesn't do it is like a man that builds a hut on the ground, a shack, and with no foundation on it. When the persecution comes, you're going to fall away. You're not going to be able to make it in because you're not the fiber, the salt. You're not the spice, the salt, the Lord, the Spirit is not living in you. And you'll fall away because the Word of God, when you're filled with the Word of God, you have the power, the strength to be able to keep the commandments of the Lord. Now, if you think I'm reading these things, you out of your mind, I'm legally blind, okay? All right, then what else? And I read, I have a seeing machine that I blow these words up a couple of hundred times, and I can see that much. I'm legally blind. I'm not stone blind, but I am legally blind. Okay, then what else?
And through the Son, he made the universe and everything in it.
Yes, through Christ, he made all things. The Bible makes that clear to us. Then what?
Verse 3. The Son reflects God's own image. The Son reflects God's glory, and everything about him represents exactly God. He sustains the universe, upholds the universe by the mighty power of his word.
Right, so if God, now if you hear this and then you don't rely on his word to uphold you, and you're bummed out in the morning, you go to bed feeling good, and then you wake up in the morning bummed out, and you don't get a hold of the Lord immediately by reading the Bible. I hear some people say, well, every morning when I first get up, I go to my Bible and I read it for at least 15 minutes before I brush my teeth or anything else. And it upholds me. It keeps me through the whole day. But I prayerfully read what the Lord tells me to read. I always say, Lord, do you want me to read from the Old or New Testament? And the Lord says, either the Old or the New. So then I say, where in the Old? He says, Proverbs, or wherever he says, Genesis. And then I go there and I say, now what? Do you want? Is it in the first five chapters, Lord? And he will say either yes or no. And the Spirit comes down and checks me if it's no. And if there's a flowing down to me with the scripture, with the Spirit, then I know, yes, it's in the first five chapters. If not, he checks it. And I feel a warring in me. Then I say the second five, and he'll either do the same. And then chapter 11 through 15? And you might say, yes. I say, is it 11? No. Is it 12? Yes. 13? No. 14? No. 15? No. 12? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And I open it up, and here comes the message just roaring off the page. Amen? That's the way I do it. I don't know how you do it, but that's the way I do it. Okay, and then what else?
And therefore he upholds us in the very same manner.
Yes, if he upholds the entire universe, it's nothing for him. If we come to him for upholding, if we come to him for strength, by reading the Spirit, the Word, if we read God into us, then God will be into us. But if we rather read Satan or watch satanic things, well, then there's not going to be anything in you but Satan or anybody. Okay, then what?
The things that he spoke in the beginning caused everything to be created. And the way that things have been going down through all these years, he has sustained everything of his creation, with the exception of everything that disobeyed his word. After he died...
Well, if you didn't disobey his word, well, you're not upheld at all. You're a suicidal. You're suicidal. You're going to lose your business. You're going to wind up in a tsunami, a hurricane, a tornado. or earthquake, one of the horrible diseases. You're going to wind up having operations on you. Because if you're in the kingdom of God, there's no sickness. If you're really not just a person, yeah, I'm a Christian, and you hear what he says, read what he says, and you don't do it, you're not a Christian, you're a fool. A fool has said in his heart that there's no God, that the word of God is not. That's nothing. You're thumbing your nose at God and trying to make God to be a liar, and you the truth. Okay, what else?
Where the Lord states that today is chapter 1, verse 5.
Where the Lord states this is in chapter 5, verse what?
Chapter 1, verse 5.
Okay, 1, verse 5.
For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee?
God never called any angel my son, but he does those of us that are the subjects or the citizens of the kingdom of God. He makes us sons and daughters. Rulers, because God called Adam and Eve to rule the whole world. If they believed what he said. Now I say, you know, there's two trees here. If you eat from one, you won't, you're going to die. You will not be a ruler of the world, but you're going to die. And if you eat just from the tree of life, you're going to live forever. But Satan talked to him and stated that he would give them the whole world and everything in it, that they would be like God, and they already were like God. They were going to live forever. And so Satan lies to people. He says, you can not keep the word of God and still get into heaven. You don't. You can lie and keep that and not confess it. You can see things that are demonic in the church and not report it. Those are horrible sins. But there's sins that could, some of the sins, like, or you're angry with your brother, which says that you're still in darkness, and you don't ask for forgiveness, and many other things such as this, or usurping authority, or disobeying the person that you know for sure God has put over you. These are all sins, and they have to be confessed, and if you don't confess them, they'll never be forgiven. And you'll go out to eternity, maybe tonight, this afternoon, tomorrow morning, and you will not be in heaven, because they are sins. Sins not unto death, if you repent them, if you repent of them and ask the Lord to forgive them with the blood, but if you just leave them on there defiantly and continue lying every day of your life, being angry with the people in the church, and it goes on and on, you're guilty, and you're not going to enter heaven, because God isn't going to let a mess like you enter into the kingdom of God. Then read that back.
Where the Lord states that today, and Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5.
Yeah.
For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.
Right, because there's a lot of angels that disobeyed God. Two-thirds of them are now sitting in chains of darkness in hell, awaiting the dreadful day when they're going to be cast. Hell and death is going to be cast into the lake of fire. And they know they're going to be there forever. Then what else?
I receive you as my son. Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. After he died, to cleanse us from the filthy stain of sin, he sat down in the place of armor at the right hand of the majestic God, the majesty of God, the God of heaven.
Right, right. When we're in heaven, we're armored. When we're walking in the kingdom of God right here on earth, and that's what the Lord has sent us in here, is to repossess the world, the earth, to just be in here and fight Satan, not let Satan get to us, not let Satan cause us to sin, but to be in here to take over rulership of the world. What did God create man for? It was to rule the universe, to rule everything. He put everything, animals and the earth itself, under the dominion of man. And so when Christ came, Christ took back that dominion. He didn't commit one sin. Satan couldn't get to him. He tried and tried, and he couldn't get to him. And so now when he lives in us, And if we would be so foolish to allow Satan to get into us after we've tasted salvation and we've been cleansed of our sins, and we become defiant and be marching around the church as though we're some kind of a mafia person or something like that, or some kind of a antichrist, whether it's no matter what kind of sin you're committing, and you're stubborn and defiant to the leader, don't think you're going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Not one of you. Because you're defiant to the word of God. Then what?
Christ is greater than the angels. Verse 4.
And he's greater than you and I. Then what?
Verse 4. This shows that God's Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is far superior than their names. Verse 5. For God never said to any angel what he said to Jesus. And those words are, quote, "You are my son. Today I have become your father," unquote. Praise the Lord.
And I'll make your enemies your footstool. Amen. Keep going.
Verse 6. And again God Almighty said to his earthly son, who was also God the Son by the Spirit, the Father was with him, quote, "I will be his father, the father of this human being, and he will be my son," unquote. He's not going to be any different in the flesh than he was when he was right here with me in heaven. And then when...
No, except he's in the flesh. But I made a human being to show all you people on earth that if I'm living in you and I happen to be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, then you can keep all the commandments very easily. And I know that to be true because I could even keep the commandments of the Lord. All the lust of the flesh or sin or lust of sex all the way several times before I ever had sexual relationships, I was able to keep that. I turned away from very tempting type things. I just turned away because I did not want to live my life knowing that I had done that. It was one of my relatives that was drunk and nude and laying sound asleep, and I turned my head away from that and walked away when I was only 15 years old. I couldn't stand to think that I had done anything like that, committed incest. And I didn't even know the Bible. I just knew that was wrong. And how people can, in this age, commit fornication and lesbianism or homosexuality, they're like that scum of the earth. Especially when they hear the word and they don't repent. Okay, then what else? And begin living in the kingdom. What else?
And then when he presented his honored son to the world, God said, quote, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Verse 7, God calls his angels messengers swift as the wind and servants made of flaming fire. Verse 8, but to his son he says, quote, "Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Your royal power is expressed in righteousness." Verse 9, "You love the things that are right and hate the things that are wrong. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you."
Oh, where do we find out what's right and wrong? Read the scriptures, you'll see. The word of God tells us everything. Everything that you ever need to know to get into heaven and stay out of hell. If you don't read, if you don't pray, he says pray without ceasing. If you don't, you're on your own. You're like the fool. And when the tribulation comes and temptation comes, you'll go for it. You'll go for it. You'll look. Come on, let's keep going.
Therefore God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy upon you more than on anyone else. That's located also in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 through 3. Verse 10, Lord, in the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Verse 11, even they will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like an old piece of clothing. The Son reflects the Father.
Yeah, wear out just like an old coat. But he says he'll wrap that coat up and put it under his arm. Then what?
The Son reflects the Father, God's own glory, and everything about him represents God exactly as God is. He sustains the universe. He created it, and he keeps it going, and he created us, and he'll keep us going, if we believe his word.
Only if, it says in the book. all throughout the book, if you keep his commandments. And that means all. Now, the commandments are amplified in the New Testament. There are many more of them in the New Testament. So a lot of people say, well, it's the New Testament. Now, the law is gone. No, the law is magnified. The Bible tells us that God honors his law, his word, higher than his name. Some people just say, well, let's keep the name of God holy. His word he honors more than his name. Okay, then what?
He'll keep us going if we believe his word.
He'll let you enter heaven. He'll let you stay in the kingdom of God only if you do what he says. A person that says they love me and that they're of my kingdom, a person that says that they are Christians and keep not my commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. And no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
He'll keep us going if we believe his word.
Keep us going. I just cleared that up. I magnified that, keep us going. I said that if we will remain in the kingdom, okay? We will remain in the kingdom. I was in a hurry when I did this, and I knew that I'd straighten that out when I heard it read. Okay, now keep going.
If we read it to know it, to believe it, and do it by the mighty power of his command or his word.
What I mean by doing it is by honoring God as king, king of his kingdom. And that's what he came preaching. He sent John the Baptist preaching, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, and he's the king of kings. Because the kings of this earth, or the different kingdoms, such as communism, the British Empire, all these kingdoms are just nothings. Because they fade away. The one that calls himself a king in Rome, that's the kingdom of Satan. According to the scriptures, of course. But if you don't believe the scriptures, well, then there's no way that you can enter the kingdom of God. Okay, then what?
Verse 12, he will roll them up like an old piece of cloth, an old shirt or an old coat. They will fade away like old clothing, but you are always the same. You never die.
But God is always the same. He never dies. He's always going to be there. He's always the same age. He looks real young. The Lord Jesus appeared in front of me. He's God the Son. But he was a human being, and so I was able to look at him. No one can see God and live. You have to die out to your old life before you'll be able to see the Lord. Okay? We can see him if we give up our old life, if we go into an eternal Sabbath. That means rest from our old works and rest in Christ. Okay, then what?
You will never grow old. Verse 13, and God never said to an angel as he did to his son, quote, sit in honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet, unquote. Verse 14, but angels are only servants. They are spirits sent from God to care for those who will receive.
Yeah, they're not sons. They're just servants, ministering spirits. They're not God or sons of God like God makes us if we... You have to put on a very big fight in order to stay into the kingdom of God. You can't be nonchalant. You can't just lay back and just let Satan have his way with you and dream of, brownie with the blue jeans or anything like that. You must keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. It's very rough because there's a lot. Rough so far as keeping your attention focused on the Lord. You have to fight to do that because there's so many distractions, diversions in this world. So you can't just say, well, I'm getting up and it's the same thing today as it was yesterday. You're not of the Lord, if that's the attitude you have. We're going to continue this, Lord willing. Mañana, tomorrow, domani. But so right now my time is up, and so those of you that want to be in the Spirit, that want to be children of the kingdom of God, and that you reject all these other kingdoms here on earth, so that you can partake in all the different benefits of children that are of the kingdom of God, such as, you know, there's people walking around, they say, I don't know it to be true, but they say with briefcases loaded with the atomic bombs and everything. If you're in God's kingdom and if you're keeping everything, he says, there isn't anything on this earth that can hurt you. But the Lord says that my people perish, they die and go to hell for the lack of what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. So I'm teaching you the knowledge of the Word of God so you don't have to be afraid of atomic bombs or any other satanic thing. So if you'd like to, and I don't see why you wouldn't, to receive these blessings from the Lord and eternal life right now, say these words to the Lord. This is like you're praying to him. And he's everywhere, so don't worry. He hears. You don't have to scream. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood to take away, to forgive all the former sins that I've ever committed. And I know that if I sin ignorantly and I repent of them, that I have an advocate with the Father through Christ the Son, and that I can be forgiven for sins of ignorance that are not blasphemous. So therefore, I ask you to enter into my heart, Lord, and wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. Your word says all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that includes me and everyone that will call upon the Lord. Everyone. It doesn't matter what you've done in this life, because you become a new creature in Christ. So therefore, I know you've heard me. I know you've washed me. I know you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Just raise your hands and just thank and praise the Lord. No matter what you've done, you're forgiven. All right, now, just don't do it anymore. You walk in the Spirit. All right, Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this tape, audio tape or CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, till tomorrow, be tape number part number 104 of How to Have God's Life Living. We're going to continue. Until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Just keep praising, thanking the Lord. Keep in the Spirit. Keep in the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord bless you. Amen and amen.